Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Courtney Guerreri. She's the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much.
So you're getting your dress ready and your shoes and your earrings, all this getting ready for Saturday, April 20th, which is Home is Where the Heart Is Gala to support the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, I have my dress, I have my shoes, so we're good to go there.
Great.
We just have to get everything organized and ready to go.
Okay. So give us the details. Where is this event? What's the time? How do you buy tickets? All that kind of good stuff.
All the fun stuff. Right. So we have the event at Strategos Banquet Center in North Huntington. That's where we have held it for the past 3 years. And it is on Saturday, April 20th. The doors open at 5:30 in the evening, and the cocktail hour and hors d'oeuvres begin at 6. And then we have dinner at 7. And it's a really fun evening. You'll hear from numerous people within our organization. You'll hear from our board president, Chad Warhold. He'll go over just what we've been doing this past year, some of the projects that we've been working on, as well as what we're planning on doing in the future. Then we'll have dinner and we'll have some time for mingling and for people to look at some of the prizes that we have, some of the silent auction items. We have open bar, we have a photo booth so people can have some fun there. And then you'll also get to hear from one of our partner families who has been with us and her story and how being one of our partner families has actually changed her life. And what it has meant to her to work with Central Westmoreland Habitat and to receive one of our homes, and how where she started when she came into our organization and where she's at now. And she has an incredible story. I cannot wait for people to actually hear her story and her journey and where she started and where she's at now. It's an incredible story.
Well, give us a little preview.
I can't. It is such an amazing story. All I can tell you is she started down a really, really rough road, and she is now on a tremendous path with a wonderful family, two children, and she is thriving. She is thriving and has turned her life around, and she has confidence. She is doing a wonderful job with her children. She has the strength and stability of home ownership, and she's doing an immaculate, wonderful job with her family, her life. She has turned everything around and is doing a just remarkable, remarkable job.
Well, and she was sort of a beneficiary of a Habitat home then.
Correct. She
Okay.
went through our application process. She was picked for one of our homes on Long Street in Greensburg a few years back. So she's been with the program now for about 3 or 4 years and has completely changed her life around. And we're so, so proud of her. Her name is Skylar, and I cannot wait for everyone to meet her and hear her story.
That securing a home like that is something that some people may take for granted, but others who have had that insecurity with, intermittent homelessness or, maybe not growing up in a stable home, it's a really big deal.
It's a huge deal. And it when you talk to some of our partner families and you hear their stories and where they're coming from and the almost depths of despair that they feel that they're in and they can't get out of. And then to be part of our program and to actually see them come out of that mindset because they get a home and it changes their life for the better. It truly is remarkable. And to be a part of that is such an honor for us. It really is.
Okay, so you can tell us where do you buy your tickets? How much are they? How does that work?
The tickets are available online on our website, which is cwhfh.org/gala. I know that's a mouthful.
Well, no, Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. It's an acronym. I get it.
acronym. That's it. So you go on our online, you can get the tickets there. There's a couple different sponsorship levels or just individual tickets that you can buy. The individual tickets are $125, and then there's sponsorship levels if you want own a business and want to sponsor as a business. The sponsorship levels do come with specific ticket packages and some special things for businesses as far as advertising opportunities and things along that line, those lines for the businesses. But you can get the tickets right online, or you can call myself or call the store. We can process a credit card for you to get tickets that way as well. And then we don't send you a ticket. You just register and show up at the event.
And tell us that money that's raised, where does it go and how does it help the community?
All of the money that is raised through this gala with the ticket purchases and then at the event with the raffles and the prizes that we have go directly to building homes for families in need who come through our program. So all of the money goes directly to building homes, the home we're currently building on Harrison Avenue in Greensburg, and then the future homes that we have coming up in the future. They go directly towards the home builds. So that's what all this big fundraiser is for those future home builds.
How many people do you expect?
We're expecting over 100 people at this event. We're not counting right yet what our number is. I will tell you, we have over 100 guests so far, and we're hoping to get some more. We're coming down to the wire here. We do get a lot of last minute registrations.
Of course, so does everyone. Yeah, that's how people are, right?
Exactly. So I'm not too concerned right now about our numbers. We get those last minute registrations just like everyone else. So we'll see on April 20th. I'll get back to you and let you know how many we've had. But we're excited about it. It's a really fun evening and we have a lot of good times.
So this is 50% fundraiser, but also 50% sort of public relations awareness, right? Because it's like you have a captive audience and you get to tell all the people in the room everything good that's happening with the organization.
We do, absolutely. And another thing that we like to tell people who are in the audience is one of the biggest myths that we deal with on a daily basis is a lot of people believe that Habitat for Humanity just gives homes away. And that's not the case. Everyone who goes through our program, actually, at the end of the house build, they actually get a mortgage that they have to pay for the house that they move into. And that's one thing that we like to explain to everyone when we have that ability and we have that large audience in front of us. We explain to them that, listen, these folks, when they are in our program and we are building these homes for them, and they're all this money that we're putting towards these homes and these fundraisers that go to build these homes, these families aren't just getting a home for free and they're just moving into it and it's no big deal. They're actually putting in the time, they're working on the homes. But at the end of the homes, when it's done and it's complete, they have a mortgage. They're paying the mortgage back to us. And that money, those mortgage payments, go towards helping build another house as well. Now, it may be a mortgage that is different than a conventional mortgage that they would get at a bank because they can't get a conventional mortgage. They get one through us that has a lower interest rate or no interest. It's one with payments that they can actually afford. Based on their income levels, but it's still a mortgage and they're still making those monthly payments.
And that's really important. There's an ownership too. So when you apply for the program, what is the application process like? What does it look like?
Well, the first thing obviously is they fill out one of our applications that we have. And then we have to look at the demographic of the family versus the demographic of the home that we're either rehabbing or building. I obviously can't put a family who needs a four bedroom into a two bedroom house. So there's things that we have to look at there. We also like to look at if there's a family that has children that are already in school, do they want to try to stay in that school district that the children are in? That's important to some families. They don't want to take and disrupt their children's school. And we try to keep them in the school district if possible. So we look at that. The families also have to go through background checks and credit checks, just like a normal bank application for a mortgage. So we have to run all of those credit checks for them. And once we go through all those background and credit checks, then we do look at, their credit history and their scores. And, can we make a mortgage work based on what we have into the house that we're working on currently? And we really work with the numbers and what they're able to afford and what they can afford to get them into the homes, into a mortgage that they are able to afford.
It's a tremendous amount of work before the first brick is laid, before the first board is cut. And I think that's good. That's probably why you have such a high success rate nationally. Probably your mortgages pan out better than probably most banks because of all the investigating and the sweat equity, right? And I bet you part of the application is are you going to help with this?
Yes, that's a requirement actually for any of our partner families who come into our program. They are required to put in about 300 to 350 hours of sweat equity into their own home. If they are physically unable to do the sweat equity hours, then they are we do allow them to have family members or friends put in those sweat equity hours for them, and utilize those hours from friends and family. They also are able to put sweat equity hours in at our ReStore and work at our ReStore as well, because these people are working as well. They have to work to afford a mortgage, so they can't take time off work to go and work Monday through Friday on a house, that we're building for them. So a lot of times they have to come and work Saturdays at our ReStore as well to put in some sweat equity hours. So they have the option of working at our ReStore as well.
And so you don't necessarily have to have any building skills. You don't have to bring that to the table when it comes
Absolutely
to help
not.
with it. Because
No.
you do, but you do have plenty of other volunteers who do have that experience.
We do. We're lucky in the fact that we have a good group of volunteers who are skilled in construction and labor and the construction fields that help us out on a regular basis. So they are willing and ready to help teach anyone who wants to come and help volunteer on our build sites. And I have learned a ton from our volunteers who have taught me everything from hanging drywall to painting the correct way. If I've painted my own house, I thought I was doing it the right way. Here I found out I wasn't. So now I have all these new skills when it comes to construction. So we are definitely willing and able to teach anyone, especially partner families who want to come and put in the sweat equity and learn how to do things on the home.
You have volunteers, you have sweat equity, but at the end of the day, you still need funding. You still got to buy the wood. You still got to buy the nails. You still got to buy either the property or the house that you're rehabbing. And so the donor piece of this is really big too.
It is really big. And, we really depend on our donors and we depend on, events like the gala that is coming up to help us fund the next project that we have coming down the line and help us fund the building of the homes and things of that such. So that's why this gala is such an important event for us, because it does help us get to the next home and build the next home for the next family.
Absolutely. And that's so important. And again, that's why it's sort of that captive audience where you have everybody in the room and you can tell these stories and then more people become more endeared to the organization. I'm talking today with Courtney Guerrieri. She's the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. We're talking about their upcoming gala on Saturday, April 20th, called Home is Where the Heart Is. So if you're interested in buying a ticket, you can visit the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity website. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the screening process, the awarding process, and then how this actually comes to fruition. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Courtney Guerrieri. She's the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. And she's talking about all of the moving pieces that go into really homing people in our community and how important that is to have that home security, the sweat equity that goes into it, the application process. So how many, I remember once you told me you had a tremendous waiting list. Isn't that right? You have a tremendous waiting list.
That's correct. We still do have a tremendous waiting list. You know, and it keeps growing day by day, honestly. Unfortunately, homelessness in Westmoreland County is not getting any easier or any smaller by any means. I think it's just continuing to grow. And we're trying to do our part to combat that. But it's tough. It's a very hard situation right now. I think all over the place. And we see that at least here with Habitat, when everyone is continuing to drop off applications on a daily basis.
And so you have a wonderful and active board?
We do. We do. We're very lucky. Our board is very active in all aspects of our programs, our family selection, our fundraising, our restore, everything, you know, that we kind of do. Our board is very active.
It's amazing. Well, let's talk for a minute about the restore, because that is that's a revenue for you guys, and that helps pay the bills, right? Pay the mortgage, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us about the restore. Where is it? What kind of things can you find in it?
So our restore is located in the Wow Outlets off of Donahue Road in Greensburg. Mm-hmm. And the restore is basically a thrift store for anyone who would like to come. And we accept donations of all sorts of items, furniture, construction equipment, flooring, household items, you name it, and you could probably find it here in our restore. So people drop off donations, and the general public and anyone can come in also and purchase items here. So the items that are purchased, that revenue is then used, like you said, to pay the bills, to pay our small staff. And then the rest of the funds is used to put towards the building of the homes for our partner families.
And that is what you were talking about, sweat equity. So people who are building a home with you can go in and work in the store on the weekends, is that, or evenings, or when is it open?
Yes, so the restore is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we have volunteers who work here all the time, who are helping us price items, offload donations, load donations, clean up the store, move things around. So we have all kinds of things that people can do and donate their time here to help us at the restore.
So tell us the story about Habitat for Humanity. This is a national organization, and then maybe how it started locally.
It was. So it is a national organization that was started by a gentleman and his wife who started it. They were actually in Georgia, and they had this idea of helping others and building a community type of area to like a communal based living to allow people to better themselves. So they took their idea to the Congo actually and started it there to see if it would work. Wow. And it did. And they brought it back to Georgia and then started it there. And that's how it became how it started and became Habitat for Humanity. And it has grown since then. It's all over the United States and worldwide, in 70 countries worldwide in the United States. Our affiliate, Central Westmoreland, started in March of 1993, and we have been going strong since then. It was started by a group in the area of people who just wanted to give back and help. And here we are. 31 years later, still at it.
And how did you get involved with the organization?
I got involved by chance, to be completely honest with you. A friend of mine used to be involved with Habitat, and she had mentioned in passing, "Hey, Habitat is looking for an executive director. You should give me your resume." I was not looking for a new job. I was content where I was at, but thought, "What the heck? I'll just give her my resume and see what happens." And 3 years later, here I am as the executive director, loving every minute of it.
That's amazing. And you came from
Thrilling.
the cha you came from the chamber.
I did. I came from the Westmoreland County Chamber. Yes.
And I mean, that was great experience for you jumping over this job because you're still dealing with all those businesses, collecting sponsorships, donations, volunteers, board members, all that stuff.
Absolutely. It was definitely the perfect stepping stone for me to take on this role.
So 3 years. So you came right after COVID then.
Yes.
And that couldn't have been an easy time coming out of there. I mean, the supply chain has been crushed. Donations and public awareness is low because of the pandemic. And so you had your work cut out for you.
I did. I felt like I came and I was starting from scratch
Right.
because there were no volunteers, there was nothing, like everything was still kind of on a hold when I came here, on a hold pattern. But luckily we're getting back at it, and I feel like we're kind of back at the level where we were pre-COVID, at least from numbers and what I could see, from prior to me being here. So it's an exciting time. It really is.
What is the process to find land or property or a house that you want to rehab? How does that work? Because that takes a significant amount of time as well, beyond the screening process for who's going to live in that house.
Yeah, it is a process. There's so many moving parts, honestly, with this program. So there's a couple different avenues when we're looking at property or rehabbed homes. One of them is we're very lucky in the fact that sometimes we actually get homes d completely donated to us.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very lucky in that aspect where we'll have one of the homes that we just rehabbed last year. We had a family who the sisters worked in social services. So they knew of the need, right? Their parents had both passed away. They inherited the home. Neither of them were going to live in it. And since they had the background in social services, they wanted the home to go to someone who could use it, who needed a house. And so they reached out to us and said, "Listen, here's our situation. We have our parents' home. Neither of us are going to use it. We wanted to go to someone who will use it, who will be a good house for them, who will love it, who will care for it. We would like to donate it to you." And so we were blessed with that, that they had that background, that they knew that someone could use a home. And so we did all the paperwork through our lawyers. We did the donation write-up. They got a charitable tax write-off letter from us for the amount of the home, and we in turn took over the house and got the deed and everything in our name, and we were able to rehab the home, do some updates to it, and then we were able, once that was everything was in our name, we were then able to start our process of finding a family for that home. And once we went through our process of finding a family, then we started the construction of rehabbing it, and the family started working on the home, putting their sweat equity in. And I think that home took us about 4.5 to 5 months, maybe a little bit longer, maybe 6 months. And they were in the home and are loving it at this point, living there, and are very, very happy. So we were blessed in the fact that those sisters, having come from the social services and knew the need, were willing to donate that house to us. So that's one
Absolutely.
of the ways.
Yeah, that's so you can just donate your house. You can probably donate a piece of property too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. You can donate a piece of property, a home, anything along those lines. We have worked with the land bank as well, to get some properties and some homes. So we're very lucky that we have a wonderful land bank in Westmoreland County. They're very, very strong and doing a wonderful job working with the blighted properties. and working with us and seeing if there's any of those properties that we can use and take over as well. So there's a couple of different avenues that we can look at. We try not to buy any properties whenever we are looking at them, only because the cost of those properties then go pass on to the partner families in their mortgage. So that just then increases the cost of their mortgages. So we really try our best not to include purchasing property unless it's a decent amount that we can work into their mortgage. But a brand new piece of property or something like that, we usually steer clear of.
I mean, this is so many moving parts. I mean, your job, it overwhelms me, because between the application processes and then finding the location and then securing all the materials, and you probably have to hire a general contractor and, you know, getting these donations. It's amazing what you do. And how many are we talking since you've been there in the last 3 years? Three, four homes?
So we have put, since I've been here, we've put five people in homes.
Wow. That's great. That's amazing. And that's about right. It takes about 8 months, and that's exactly what it is. And that is a huge, you should be very, very proud of that. That's wonderful. And all five are doing well, I would imagine. And you keep track of that. You probably help them and support them and make sure they're paying their bills and, you know, getting on track and all that stuff.
Yeah, we usually always check in with them, or they check in with us, and we keep in contact with them and make sure everyone's doing well.
That's why the outcome of this gala is so important. One more time, why don't you give us all the details about the gala, where it is, when it is, how to buy tickets, and how to donate?
Absolutely. So the gala is Saturday, April 20th. The doors open at 5:30, and it's at Strategos Banquet Center in North Huntington. And you can get tickets on our website at cwhfh.org/gala. And you can donate to our Restore at the WOW Outlets off of Donahue Road in Greensburg. And you can also, if you want to just give a monetary donation, if you can't make it to the gala, you can do that right on our website as well.
All this is, you know, so exciting for you. I hope the gala goes really, really well. What's your favorite part about the gala?
My favorite part about the gala is, honestly, we're known kind of for our grand prize at the gala. We kind of do a little bit of a different thing for our grand prizes. We have up to three doors at our grand at our gala. To kind of go with the theme of the home. And we have these up to three doors, and everyone who comes to the gala, you can buy a key or as many keys as you would like. At the end of the evening, everyone who purchased a key can go up to these doors. And if your key unlocks one of the doors, you get the prize that is behind the door. So it's a really exciting and fun way to end the evening, because you are anticipating whose key is going to open what door, you know, what's going to be behind the door, what prize is there. So it's a lot of fun to see everyone get excited about the keys and the door and what prize is there. Is there a prize? Is there not a prize? And it's a lot of fun. So it's a really, really exciting night.
Courtney Guerrieri is the executive director of the Central Westmoreland Habitat for Humanity. She's talking about the Home is Where the Heart Is Gala coming up on Saturday, April 20th. So be sure to call the Restore or jump on their website, grab a ticket, and buy a key and hopefully win a prize behind that door. That sounds great. Perfectly matched with your organization. Courtney, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you all for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.